Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, John Boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
JP can provide some clarity as to what went on. JP.
Bob, I will do my best.
Columnist for MLB.com.
Morosi. Where is Jeff Passan in all of this?
Here's John Morosi.
Where is Jeff Passan?
Should we just call Jeff Passan right now?
Yes, just call him.
Fox Sports baseball contributor.
JP Morosi had it first. How you feeling, Padres fans?
MLB Network insider.
You must be beaming right now. What's the vibe like for Team USA?
And then you're right. Merry Christmas to you, because I feel that way here this evening.
NBC Sports contributor.
Yusho omerito gozaimasu. Congratulations.
You know, I really love the fact that the baseball in Japan is really getting closer to the baseball over here. These young pitchers that we brought along, you know, they went out there and they competed, and they competed very well. And, you know, it was great to see that.
Kuriyama-san, domo arigatou gozaimashita.
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me, it means the world.
With Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
The man has been an ambassador for international baseball for years. This has to be sweet, sweet vindication. John Morosi with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. I mean, damn, JP, we don't script these things, but that felt like a movie script last night.
Well, as my colleague on the World Feed broadcast, Yonder Alonso, said more than once, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained during the broadcast? Because it was exactly true. My gosh, you're right. Everything had played out in such an amazing and almost surreal fashion that, of course, we were saying the night before, well, this was Shohei and Trout, and maybe we just sort of manifested it into existence because that's what we saw. And I'll just tell you what, I was there in our broadcast position there next to Team Japan's dugout, and I put down the microphone. Obviously, Dave and Yonder were upstairs in the World Feed doing the play-by-play and the analyst work, and there wasn't much for the third voice to do during that time, so I just sat there and enjoyed it, guys. It was one of the coolest things I've seen in my life.
That's pretty awesome, John, and so many of us were watching and enjoying, but you with that vantage point, it looked like Ohtani at his very best as a pitcher, getting up there at 100 with that ride and the perfect slider. It seemed like he himself has risen to the moment and the whole world has noticed, haven't they?
Yes, it's a great call. We are getting and seeing the best of him in this tournament, and I think on one note, yes, we of course see him excel and shine as no one does in Major League Baseball, but competing for a championship and having a chance to win something that meant that much to his country, we saw this additional layer of desire and of performance and of intensity that we just don't get a chance to see him exhibit because the Angels haven't been playing games like this. And just think about it. If the greatest that we've ever seen in our lives in sports, across sports, if they had never played on good teams, you never really get to see this side of them. You never really get to imagine and envision how they perform under the brightest lights. And we got to see that with Shohei in this tournament. He's the MVP of the tournament. And you're right. It wasn't just the quality of the pitches, but the location, like that, the last swinging strike he got on Trout might have actually been a called strike too, had Trout not swung, and it was the slider from hell. No, I mean, nobody could have possibly connected with that pitch. And the points about how Trout almost never has three swinging strikes in the same at bat, It was just, it was extraordinary to watch. And he was so inspired. You could tell. And to back up a little bit more about why I was so sure that at some point he was going to pitch in that game is that Kuriyama-san, who's the wonderful manager of Team Japan, he was the first manager that had inspired and encouraged Shohei to be a two-way player in NPB. He was his manager with the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters for years. He's known Shohei since he was a teenager. And so when you add all of that up, he had the chance to do this on the ultimate stage, the stage of stages. There's no, especially in Japanese baseball, there is no higher moment than what you saw last night. So there was 100 times out of 100, if the game was close, he was going to pitch. Because there was no better way to celebrate and write the history of their relationship than to have Shohei pitch in that game. And I love that for all the words of caution, well, would the Angels have allowed it? What does Perry Manassian think? What does Phil Nevin think? Basically, last night, who cares? It was about the game, and it was about trying to win. And I just love that. It was a deserved title for Japan, and it was just a wonderful night for baseball.
John Morosi, right off the plane after being field level for one of the coolest moments of his life, his words with Ohtani striking out Trout to win the World Baseball Classic for Japan. JP, take this in any direction. The impact that it will have for baseball around the world, the impact it will have for the WBC in the future, the impact it will have for Major League Baseball. What will the impact and legacy of this World Baseball Classic be?
It's a great question, and obviously, to your point, there's a lot of different ways to go with it. I think number one that stands out to me is we're going to see moments during the year where there's maybe a bat flip or a show of emotion or players coming out of the dugout, and there's an embrace at home plate without the game being over, and it's all considered okay and within the normal bounds of what we typically now see in baseball without there being the same blowback, because we remembered how this was the last couple weeks, the apex of the sport. And so once you know how good it is and how good it can be, there's no need to fight against it anymore. And it's interesting, you know, I was talking recently with Mark DeRosa, of course, the manager of Team USA, and, you know, at different times, D-Ro has in recent years, whether it was a bat flip or a big show of emotion, sometimes, you know, he's from a little bit of an older school, and so I think he has at times, you know, maybe not quite embraced it as much as, for example, I would. But then he said one of the times he went into the clubhouse after I think it was maybe the Venezuela game, and he said to Tim Anderson, he said, "Hey, Tim, I get it now. Like, it all makes sense to me." And I think that's important. First of all, as a friend of D-Rose, I love that he managed the team. I thought he did a great job. And also, he got sort of this firsthand education in the modern player and how the current players show emotion and embrace these moments. And so I think that's cool that, like, this only happens in the construct of a World Baseball Classic, where someone whose opinion matters as much as D-Rose does gets a chance to be around Tim Anderson and talk about how much he really admires him and respects him as a person and as a player. That's cool, and that's going to endure. I think on the global side of things, you saw a country like Venezuela have their best showing in a long time. You saw Mexico really get on the map in a pretty profound way that I think is going to endure and really start to catalyze movement in Mexico for their baseball program to get stronger and stronger. You're seeing Europe now getting involved. You saw Shohei show up to Florida wearing a Czech Republic hat backwards. That was awesome. The Czechs won a game. Italy reached the quarterfinal. Great Britain won a game. So there was just a lot of really positive momentum that I think started from a lot of places around the world. And now you're going to see those countries get stronger and stronger. You know, we're maybe not quite as global now as basketball is at the moment, but I think we're starting to make some real progress here. And when you keep checking back 10 years, 15 years later, this to me feels like a real watershed moment for this tournament and for the sport in a way that I think we're going to keep talking about seeds that were planted now really having profound impacts on the game going forward.
John, you've been on it. You used the word inflection point or the phrase inflection point on Twitter, and I've mentioned it several times. I think you're exactly right in some of the ways that you said. We've seen that the professional teams and league in Japan does not stand in the way of roster construction, of pitcher utilization, because they get that this is not about their league, it's about baseball overall. And Will MLB and the teams understand that? It's bigger than MLB. So will Rob Manfred and will owners allow team construction and pitcher utilization to be a little more free next time around?
That's a great question. I think they will, and I think we're already moving in that direction. I really believe that for all the players who didn't, all the pitchers who didn't show up, because I want to make clear on that really position player-wise on Team USA, we missed Aaron Judge, and he's really the only one that I would say was a glaring omission of not having. I mean, for the most part, we had everybody that you could have dreamed of having on this team. So position player-wise, we're already there. I think that in the pitching world, we're maybe a couple players away, maybe it's a couple agents, maybe it's a couple teams. There's probably a few key people to kind of win over to your side to convince them that it's a good idea to do it. And then you're there. So Team USA, they had enough pitching to win it last time, and they had enough pitching to make it to the final game within a strike or a two or a swing of winning it this time. So I really don't think we're that far off. And I think we're actually quite close. We're, again, to your point, we're not all the way to where Japan is in terms of understanding the importance of this, but we're getting there. And we're a lot further along than we were years ago. I think there's this balance now of the caution and the analytics of pitching, and I understand all of those things. But there's a way to both have your best pitchers performing and to also get them ready and have them prepared for the season. You look around Major League spring training right now, and I would have liked to have seen Dylan Cease on this team. I would have liked to have seen Alek Manoah on this team. And you look at how many pitches guys like the two of them are throwing right now, and they're basically at the level where Adam Wainwright was and where Merrill Kelly was. So it's not that big of an ask, in my opinion. And I really think we're closer than it might think to getting all the best guys there. And honestly, I had one Team USA player come up to me last night and say, I really think that as competitive as this tournament was and how this last game went, I really think that some American pitchers who didn't show up this time are going to show up next time because they're going to know that we were that close this time. So it's the good kind of competitiveness that I think is showing up. And, you know, by the same token, Team Japan's pitching was a procession of different pitchers. Imanaga was not their number one starter, and obviously their number one starter pitcher at the very end of the game, but they had a different way of going about things. And I think that for the U.S., it's a bit more knowledge and experience with tournament baseball, plus maybe getting Dylan Cease in there next time and Alek Manoah. I think just those two guys making a different decision could have, I think, meaningfully changed the way the tournament unfolded for Team USA.
Two barbershop-style, sports talk radio-style questions to get you out of here, JP. Who's the best baseball player in the world?
Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, so he's better than Mike Trout. What do you think Shohei Ohtani's contract will look like when he's a free agent next year?
So I believe it's going to start with a four. I think it's going to be a $400 million deal plus. And now, obviously, that's contingent on certainly a healthy season for him, pitching and hitting. But we just have to realize and appreciate that he is doing things that no one else can do or ever has done, not even Babe Ruth. And so when you add that into it and you combine the marketing superpower that he brings, it's hard for me to describe to you other than to say I saw – hundreds of media members watching his batting practice intently with phones out recording. And then when he was done, the fans that were there gave him a standing ovation for BP, for batting practice. I've covered a lot of amazing things in my career. I've covered a lot of World Series games and All-Star games. I have never seen that before in my life. Never. I covered Aaron Judge hitting 62 home runs last year. And I didn't see that necessarily at Yankee Stadium. It is a truly extraordinary thing. He is a phenomenon of humanity. And when you have that, there's just additional layers of marketing ability and an awe factor that I think helps you maybe get your money back even when you're spending $400 million. So there you go. Phenomenon of humanity. Put that in quotes there.
There you go. That is phenomenal. You know what? You're a phenomenon of humanity too, John Paul Morosi. So they held up a jersey and a medal for Seiya Suzuki. That makes a Cub fan think that the respect for Seiya, the warmth there, could indeed be a factor as you dream of Shohei next year. Why not?
Hey, that's a great point. I mean, I do think that, you know, my sense is that maybe the West Coast teams will still have a bit of an advantage in the courtship of Shohei. But I do think, to your point, we're looking for any little indication and hint as to where he might be going. And yes, Seiya Suzuki is a really revered figure on that team. Of course, he was when that team won the Premier 12 championship in 2019, Seiya was their MVP. And so a lot of players in that uniform on that field last night are very dear friends and respect Seiya immensely. And so maybe it is Ohtani. Maybe it's Roki Sasaki when he comes over. Maybe it's Murakami when he comes over. Maybe it's Imanaga when he comes over. He was a starting pitcher last night. I do think it can help to have a beacon, if you will, someone who is kind of the leader in that regard. I think Seiya's got a lot of respect there, and it's going to be so interesting, guys. It's like there's going to be two ways to cover the season this year. One is the season, and then one is the latest on Shohei. And the Shohei beat is going to be like there's like 31 teams. There's like 30 teams, and there's him that we're going to have to follow during the course of the year in the best way, by the way. So I can't wait, and it was just a great, great way to start the year.
Great stuff, JP. Can't wait to have you as a part of the Parkinson Spiegel Show again this baseball season. Thank you, sir.
You guys are too kind, and thanks for indulging me with a full international baseball talk segment. I feel like we've all arrived, man. It's pretty cool. I feel very, very happy today.
Good for you, John. That's why you're a phenomenon of humanity.
Yusho omedetou gozaimasu. Congratulations.
You're the best, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. All the best. Thank you.
That's John Morosi.
A texter coming at me. They get it. Very condescending way to put it, Spiegs. The World Baseball Classic is not bigger than MLB, no matter how much you want it to be. No, it isn't right now. But is basketball as a sport and a global phenomenon bigger than the NBA? Maybe. Is hockey as a sport and a global game bigger than the NHL? Hell yes, it is. Like, things evolve and change. So no, that's why it's an inflection point. In 20 years... is baseball as a global thing bigger than MLB? Maybe.
I doubt it, but I understand what you're saying. And hey, man, even if it's not, it's just a good thing to grow the game as a supplement, as an extra, as another vehicle to promote and grow the sport. So it doesn't have to be bigger than or anything like that. It's just another thing.
But it is on the table that it could be because... Sure. Because there are sports that are bigger than whichever league you and I love. Of course, this is America's game and starts with MLB and blah, blah, blah. But doesn't mean it ends that way.
A top NFL draft analyst says the Bears are the floor for a high-profile prospect. Next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.